This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Art music is a vast, complex and dynamic genre filled with beauty, joy, strangeness and wonderment. And you'll find all of it here, in the joy of classical music.
Thank you.
Kia ora koutou, I'm Andrew Johnstone, and welcome to episode 171 of The Joy of Classical Music and episode 10 of New Adventures in Music, a series within a series about the thrill of musical discovery and the joy of listening. From their new album, Roots and Rivers, we opened with the Santa Fe Desert Choral performing Sweet Rivers, a song that pairs the lyrics of a traditional hymn with a new and original melody by songwriter Sean Kirchner. There'll be more from the Santa Fe Desert Choral later in the episode, as well as new music from composers Cecilia McDowell, Gao Ping, and David Sisko. As for the episode's featured work, that's a composition called Forgotten Dances from Scottish guitarist Sean Sheba's new album, Vespa. Released by Signum Records in April, A Tree is a Song is a new album of secular choral works by composer Cecilia McDowell, and I'll be playing two tracks. First up, it's the title track. A setting of a poem by British academic and librarian Heather Lane, it explores the connections between trees, paper, books, and knowledge. After that, it's Here Hum the Bees. A setting of a poem by Kate Wakeling, the work draws parallels between the cooperative nature of honeybees and the broader human community. Here's the Rudolphus Choir.
Thank you.
Composer Gao Ping is currently professor of composition at the Shenzhen School of Music in Hong Kong, but before that, he spent a decade in Aotearoa, New Zealand, teaching at the universities of Canterbury and Waikato. Outside the Window pairs a collection of his piano works with Kiwi pianist Michael Houston, and from that album, this is Wanderings. Written during the first COVID lockdown, the work finds the composer contemplating the pandemic. The Wrong Kind of Fountain Enthusiast is a song cycle from a recent album, Infrastructure, the Songs of David Sisko. An affectionate satire of online review culture, the title refers to reviews of Chicago's Buckingham Fountain and the way that people's expectations clash with reality. There's baritone David Sisko, soprano Laura Strickling, and pianist David Fung.
I was stand here. The food was fresh and drinks were tasty, but I was stand here. Would consider going back. I heard you, Buckingham Fountain. Seriously beautiful. One of my favorite spots in the city. I literally felt like I could sit there for hours watching the visiting Chicago. Please do not forget to stop here, or you'll regret it every second of every minute. To say about it. Historic, iconic, Chicago network. Okay, sure. But at the end of the day, here are so many more exciting things to do. Thank you. still a baby buffalo in the stand off among the herd. And at a Grand Canyon, a very, very large hole.
Shot while we were there, so I'm here.
The Santa Fe Desert Choral is a 24-member chamber choir from New Mexico, and from their new album, Roots and Rivers, this is composer Rena Ishmael's The Tipping Point, a work that examines the COVID pandemic and the journey from fear and uncertainty to hope and recovery.
Thank you.
week's featured work is Forgotten Dances by composer Thomas Adès. Written for Scottish guitarist Sean Schieber, his first work for guitar is a six-movement compendium of musical and artistic memories wrapped up in the ghosts of forgotten dances. Next week, it's an hour of music by French Romantic-era composer and virtuoso pianist Louis Ferranc. Until then, from his new album Vespa, here's Sean Schieber. Thank you.
Thank you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.